Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Quicksand CEO John Jayal and interim CFO Andrew Jarvis to discuss the full year results 2020. John, can you provide an overview of the period?
It was certainly a very challenging year for Quicksand, and the pandemic had a dramatic impact on the global gaming market, with many of the casinos around the world closing at times through the year. It was a strong start to the year, however, and our key market gaming saw revenues ahead of the prior year in the first quarter, but then plummeting 87% in the second quarter as a result of the casino closures weighing on our customers' demand. We saw significant improvements as we went into the second half of the year, a rapid improvement in gaming revenues. And although they remain below 2019 levels, we generated a profit in the second half of the year, which was more than enough to offset the loss made in the first half. Throughout the year, Densetron traded resiliently as well, which was very pleasing to see. And the broad sector exposure that Densetron has enabled that business to support the group through a challenging year. The strong balance sheet we had entering 2020 and the healthy net cash position that we had after many years of strong profitability enabled us to take quite a measured response to the crisis. And after the initial shock of the pandemic was dealt with and we were working with our customers on cash flow, we managed our costs and ended up with the year with a higher cash balance than we started with. We also won some new business in 2020, which we expect to deliver over $5 million worth of revenue in 2021.
Andrew, can you provide a summary of the key financial highlights for the period?
For the financial year 2020, Quicksand Group has seen revenue of $63.8 million, which is a 31% decrease against last year. Where we've seen the biggest impact of the COVID pandemic has been on the Quicksand Gaming division, which saw revenue of $30.3 million achieved in year, which is 46% less than it had in 2019. From a Densetron perspective, they've traded particularly well and resiliently, achieving a revenue of $33.5 million, which is just a 7% drop versus 2019. Coming down to the adjusted pre-tax profit for the group, we achieved $1.3 million as a profit number, which is significantly down versus 2019. However, H2 saw a profit, whereas in H1 we saw a loss due to the results of the COVID pandemic on gaming. In terms of net cash, for the period ended December 2020, we've achieved $17.4 million. This is 8% increase on what we'd achieved in 2019.
And how did you manage to achieve such a strong cash position?
From a customer perspective, we have managed our key clients on payment plans to ensure that payments into the business continue, clearing debts on structured payment plans. And from a supplier perspective, we have continued to make our payments, but clearly with the reduction in demand we saw in the first half of the year, those overall payments have decreased. And from an operational perspective, cost-saving measures implemented by management to protect the business during the COVID pandemic have ensured our cash balance remains strong.
John, can you provide some more detail around what's happening in your gaming markets and how Quicksand's position going forwards?
Unsurprisingly, COVID had a very profound impact on the gaming market. Many casinos around the world closed at various times through the year, starting in Macau, moving over to North America and Europe. And that meant that our customers' revenues declined very rapidly in the second quarter of the year, particularly as the US market closed down. That meant that they had to look at what they were going to be doing with their businesses and were really very uncertain about when those casinos might reopen. But if the pace of decline was surprising, what was equally surprising is how quickly you started to see gambling revenues in North America return. And very quickly into the late second quarter and early third quarter, you saw revenues returning to around 10% below normal levels. So it's a very quick return of our customers' businesses. And that's to the extent where if we look at January 21 is only a shade below where it was last year. So now gaming revenues in North America are continuing to be robust in most parts of the industry. Look at the picture in Europe. As we know, Europe is suffering very badly still from the pandemic. But nonetheless, European land-based revenues are expected to return to 92% of 2019 levels by the end of this year and continue to grow thereafter at a 1% compound annual growth rate. So the market remains relatively strong and we believe continues to present strong opportunities for the company.
And how are Densitron's markets and how is it positioned?
Densitron performed really resiliently through the year. So while it wasn't isolated from the challenges caused by the pandemic and many of the industrial sectors it supplies were down, it saw double-digit growth in two of the focus markets that it supplies, broadcast and medical. And that reflects the strength of the opportunity pipeline that we've got in those sectors and the quality of the products which we've launched into those markets. And we believe that those present significant opportunities for longer-term growth as the recovery commences.
And what's the outlook for the group?
We saw positive trading momentum in the second half of last year with a 55% improvement in revenues in the second half of 2020 compared to the first half. And I'm pleased to say that that has continued into the first quarter of 2021, which has been strong. The group order intake has also been really strong and it has led us to having 106% of our internal budget covered with orders out to the end of June 2021. There are some short-term supply chain issues related to shortages in the semiconductor market, but the board has taken decisive action in the first quarter to commit stock purchases to mitigate against those. And we've also been working with customers to seek extended order commitments and to enact price rises to protect our profitability. So in summary, we've had a very challenging 2020, but a year in which we have delivered robust performance despite those challenges. And with our strong balance sheet and the strength of our customer relationships, combined with the new business propositions which we've launched, which address changes in our end market, the board has a lot of confidence in the future for the group. And that's reflected in our decision to reinstate a dividend. Over the medium to longer term, we believe the company has tremendous opportunities to grow. And we believe some of those will come into our revenue in 2021.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.